Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about the right track. Yesterday we looked at Matthew chapter 16 and how Jesus is the right track, and how we follow him and his teaching, the reports, the answer, the Christ. We follow to his kingdom. And so throughout the week, I think of the people that have helped me live life on the right track. Yesterday, we talked about my mom and mothers in general, who often are instrumental in keeping us on the right track and directing us towards the right track and praying that we stay on the right track. But many of us are surrounded by people who do that in addition to our mothers. And so each weekday morning, we're going to be talking about some element of this track or path, this journey that we're on that leads to eternity with God. And this morning, we're going to talk about the track of life. Psalm 16, verse 11, says, "You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." The track that we live, that is laid out not only by Jesus, but in fact is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And it's on this track that we reach the destination of eternal joy, eternal pleasures with God. And the great news about this track of life is that it's not over. That even when it ends here on earth, there's the best part yet to come. And as we keep that in mind, it ought to help us, because this part of the track, well, it isn't always smooth. A lot of ups and downs, a lot of curves, a lot of places that the track feels like it's in disrepair. Now, it's not the track itself that's in disrepair, it's us. We need work. We need restoration. We need forgiveness. We need mercy. We need all of the elements of Christ which help us follow this track and to stay on this track. And when we have those elements of Christ living within us by his Spirit, we discover that this track of Jesus leads to life. Jesus says that he has come to give life and life to the full. And sometimes we hear that and we immediately think that somehow my life here on earth ought to be, well, fuller than what it is. That somehow Jesus isn't holding up his end of the bargain. Well, in fact, it wasn't a bargain. It was a promise of God. But the difficulty is we tend to think rather short term. If I'm not experiencing life to the full right now, then somehow Jesus isn't keeping his promise. Well, he also promised that in this world you will have trouble. We're pretty familiar with that promise being kept, I think. And it's not a promise as much as it's a statement of fact. That's the nature of this world. It's not Jesus saying, "I'm going to give you trouble in this world." He says, "It's going to be there, but take heart, he has overcome the world." But the life to the full is life that never ends. It not only continues, it increases. we typically think of life here on earth as, well, declining. And there are years where we view life as increasing. We are born and we're growing and we're becoming stronger and more knowledgeable and we're able to do all of the things that we think we ought to be able to do. But there reaches a point where we recognize life's declining. Or it feels like it. At least this life here on earth is. And yet Jesus wants us to know that this track that we're on, even as it heads downhill, is preparing to ascend the mountain of the Lord. It's almost as if we're coasting downhill to gain speed so that we can reach the summit on the other side. This path that we're on is a path of eternity. And when we only measure the part that we can see, we'll always come up short of expectation. But as we gaze into God's Word, we get a glimpse of the part that we can't see. The part that we believe in and trust by faith that it's there because Jesus said it is. And He promised He was going to prepare a place for us. And as part of that promise, He assures us that if He prepares a place, He'll surely come and get us for it. And so we live life on this track. This track that leads to eternal life. It's a track of Christ. It's a track following Christ. It's a track obeying Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And You've given us this way of life, this track that we follow, which is Jesus. He Himself is the way that leads to life eternal. And just as a train gets set on a track and it goes to wherever that track leads, it's my prayer that we are firmly set upon the track of life so that we go to eternity where it leads to, eternity with You. And Father, help us to avoid the things of this world that attempt to derail us off of that track. The times that we think, if only I could get off of this track and do my own thing, I'd be better off. May we dismiss that lie as quickly as we can. God, I pray today for those who may feel like the track that they're on isn't the right one. And they may feel that way because it isn't. And they need to come to You. They need to know Jesus. They need to allow Him in complete submission to Him to set them on the track so that their life leads to eternal reward, eternal joy. Others just aren't comfortable with the way the track is, the landscape that they happen to be rolling through at this moment in life. They may well be on the right track that leads to life eternal with You, but the surroundings right now seem so unfamiliar. Father, help them to trust that when You place them on the track that leads to You, that it will bring them to that destination, to that eternity, a joy that never ends. But Father, as we live life, there are times where we recognize the people around us are, well, they're not living to please You. There are times we recognize that we're not living to please You. And Father, help us to be those who live life on this track of eternity, but also help others to pursue that. to find that relationship with Jesus that leads to life eternal. May we be the encouragers, the teachers, the helpers, the comforters, the mercy givers, the compassionate ones. May we carry a message of life in Christ that far exceeds anything that we could expect in this life. And Father, in those times where we become discouraged, may you shift our gaze further down the track so that we see what's coming. And we rejoice that Jesus has made the way possible. And God, today, as we live this track of life, the track that leads to life eternal, may we continually lift up Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, so that many would come to Him and be on the right track. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.